Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. You know, that cartoonish reality that I talk about all the time, that world that we are descending into, the seedy underbelly of Gotham City, basically, is kind of what it feels like. Well, wait until we get into the story of Batman meets 50 Shades of Grey, saving people in the Las Vegas mass shooting incident. Wait till we get into that segment of the story. Really, very strange things are happening at high levels. It seems like the higher you go in these stories, the more the playing field sort of narrows, the fewer folks are on the stage, and the trick, I think, is to not allow yourself to be conned or convinced, conned into believing that what doesn't pass the sniff test is legitimate, and what doesn't make any sense is the only thing that makes sense, and what does make sense, oh, that's preposterous. In these kinds of situations, it's imperative to try to throw off the chains of the propaganda, the psyops, if you will, because they are abundant, obviously. I mean, every mainstream account that you look at, for example, before we get started, concerning Stephen Paddock and the incident in Las Vegas, would have you believe that Stephen Craig Paddock had planned this incident for a while and executed it with military precision. You listen to guys like Rob O'Neill say that with these two vantage points that are alleged from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay hotel, that he created a what's called a kill box or a funnel of death, a fatal funnel. And so you're led to believe a certain narrative, and yet this is the most unlikely person by all accounts to do such a thing. And the mainstream press and law enforcement, everyone is saying, you know, still searching for motive. What was his motive? Which is the first thing you seek to establish in a situation like this. And this is a common and recurrent theme in these Operation Gladio and Gladio B strategy of tension styled events, is it not? Who knows? The motive is never known, and apparently we may never know, because according to the official accounts, Stephen Paddock took his own life moments before the SWAT team breached the door of the 32nd floor room that he was in. I believe it was room 135. Anyway, to resist the compelling propaganda narrative, which would dissuade you from believing your senses, from trusting your gut, so to speak, and try to persuade you to believe that the unlikely, the improbable, seemingly impossible in some cases, is the most likely case. Well, resisting that urge is difficult, but that's what it's incumbent upon us to do. So we're going to dive in. Obviously, we're going to talk about Las Vegas a little bit today. Add some other things, but I am your host, Chris Hinckley. As always, we are all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. As always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And it's going to be a busy day. I think we'll open up the phone lines from the beginning. If you want to talk about this stuff, feel free to call in at any point. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And so let's begin with the warnings, shall we? Because there were some strange warnings, weren't there? I mean, let's start with, for example, the 4chan warning by the anonymous user who goes by John. On September 11th, 3 weeks ago, Monday, September 11th, 4chan user John posted these messages. And I'll just read you the messages. September 11th. And again, this is now we're into October, and as I've said, it's the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution. I say, hopefully we don't get an October surprise. What is an October surprise, an either authentic or typically manufactured event for political expediency or political purposes, kind of like a strategy of tension type of a scenario? So from the, and, you know, folks will say this is, you know, these kinds of things are circumstantial. It's conjectural. And I agree. But, you know, at a certain point, you start stacking up. It's kind of like the anthropic principle. How about that? You know, you have a certain series of levers that have to be dialed to a specific, precise point, kind of like an equalizer. To get a certain sound out of an equalizer, you have to have these dials set to a certain point. And to imagine that to get the perfect delicate balance would just accidentally happen is statistically impossible, quite frankly. Which is why we keep hearing in the theory of evolution, and I know this is kind of jumping around, gets back to other things I've talked about. This is why we hear that the dating of the Earth and the universe just keeps getting further and further back, because the mathematical probability based on the numbers that we've been fed over the years is just, it's absurd, it's preposterous. Several billion years. We got to keep going. It's going to have to be trillions at this point, because the mathematical odds, mathematically, the statistical odds of things just randomly happening to create the anthropic principle is just absurd. It's so staggeringly absurd. Let's just call it impossible. Statisticians call it impossible. Anyway, without getting too far off on that, so you start stacking up these coincidences, and as Congressman Mike Rogers put it, remember, it's that coincidence. The way that Mike Rogers put it, the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is this: there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about this event, like all of the others. So let's start with the warnings, shall we? 4chan, September 11th. Which is, again, as I said, a date that lives in infamy, right? The warmongers seem to love it. So from the anonymous user, John, look, I feel bad for some of you on this website, so I'll let you in on a little secret. Again, this was September 11th this year, 3 weeks ago. If you live in Las Vegas or Henderson, stay inside tomorrow. Don't go anywhere where there are large groups of people. Also, if you see three black vans parked next to each other, immediately leave the area. You're welcome. Next message. It's called the High Incident Project. They want to make the American public think that places with extremely high security aren't safe. They're trying to create more regulations. Doesn't this sound like the strategy of tension scenario? It's ROM, Opportunities of Crisis Emmanuel, Strategies of Tension, Strategy of Tension Scenario, right? You will see laws proposed within the next few years to put up more metal detectors and other security devices. Media and politicians will be saying places with lots of police need even more police. We've seen that around the country. Look at what happened in New York. Look at the Strong Cities Network. All of the machinery lends itself to this. Like I was saying yesterday, don't buy into the nonsense that would have you believe that what's happening is not happening and what's not happening is possible or happening. In other words, all of the machinery is moving toward a militarization, an encroachment of liberty, a complete shutdown of this society, and we're kind of persuaded to believe otherwise, which is ridiculous. But then we've been told for years that we're going to get to a point where people won't believe what's happening in front of their own faces because they believe what the 6 o'clock news says. So again, you'll see laws proposed within the next few years to put up more metal detectors and other security devices. Media and politicians will be saying, places with lots of police need even more police. I can't guarantee anything will happen tomorrow, meaning September 12th, but Las Vegas is on their minds. And last but not least, final message, if their plan is successful, state of Nevada will pass a law in the future making all casinos have mandatory metal detectors and backscatter machines. Soon after, a federal law will be passed to put these machines in universities, high schools, federal buildings, you name it. Again, strategy of tension. Aren't we seeing this? It's unfolding. I mean, there was the, all of the school shootings, obviously, in the past. Recently, there was the Rockford, Washington incident at Freeman High School. There is the Umpqua Community College incident. What was that, last year? No, 2 years ago. In September I think it was in part a misdirection effort to direct people's attention away from Attorney General Lynch's announcement of the Strong Cities Network the following day. No, it was the day before, excuse me. I think the announcement came 2 days before, and her announcement of that at her United Nations talk, the UN General Assembly, was the day before or the day of, something like that. It was within a couple of days. I think that's part of what was happening there. If not, it was a fortuitous coincidence, but I digress. So, continuing, soon after, a federal law will be passed to put these machines in universities, high schools, federal buildings, you name it. OSI Systems and Chertoff are the main producers of these machines. Sometime around 2020, Chertoff and OSI will merge into a single company. After they merge, the owners will sell off all their stock and make billions in profit. Mr. Chertoff has been in contact with Sheldon Adelson. Mr. Adelson will become a huge sponsor of these machines, and he will be the first to put them in his casinos when the law passes. This is my last message for now. Don't expect me to return anytime soon. John. So that was the 4chan warning on September 11th, 3 weeks ago, concerning Las Vegas. And it all kind of sounds like an Operation Gladio strategy of tension styled scenario. Sounds highly probable in my humble estimation because of, well, what we've seen in the past. I mean, all of the incidents that we've heard in recent years, recent decades even, particularly in the post 9/11 era, seem to lend themselves to this scenario. There are always more questions than answers. We always are left wondering why would a person do these things, and never quite makes sense, as is the case with the incident in Las Vegas on Sunday night and the alleged shooter, Stephen Paddock. So that's the first warning. The second warning was September 16th from a YouTube user. I'll probably have to hold that until the next segment, but there were a couple of them, a couple of provocative warnings. We'll talk about the warnings coming up in the next segment. So that's warning number one. The next two, and how many can you have that are unrelated before you kind of scratch your head and say, gosh, that's weird. Maybe there's something funny going on here. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. All right, so we covered warning number one, right? By the way, I'll probably end up doing a story and or a video on this at some point. We'll see. But I have a YouTube playlist. And, you know, videos are already starting to drop off of it. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? There's already one deleted. Should probably keep track of those. I will drop a link to that in the Road Warrior Radio chat tango area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. Again, roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. There's a link to that. That's the playlist that I'm maintaining for the – it's titled 2017 Las Vegas Shooting. And I should probably add a description and some other things. But We talked about the first warning, September 11th, 3 weeks ago, which is peculiar, right? And folks say, I mean, like Jack Thomas, Tamar Shio was on CNBC yesterday. He said the title of that video, which is in that list, Las Vegas shooting was not a random act of violence, former Homeland Security official. And there are all kinds of videos like that, these strange coincidences. There are folks who have observed that, you know, there are some strange images. Business Insider had a story, one of their stories has one of the images with law enforcement officers, looks like Las Vegas Metro PD, crouched behind one of their vehicles. One of the guys is even on the ground, prone, flat on his stomach. And then there are two guys in plain clothes that are standing on either side of the patrol car that all of the, I think it's four officers, are crouched behind. And the two people in plain clothes look like they're, I don't know, out of some other scene, because you look at those four individuals and it looks tense. And then you look at the two, one guy's on his phone and the other guy's looking at his phone. They don't look like law enforcement and they're very casual either way. They're not ducked behind the patrol car as the four law enforcement officers appear to be, which is very bizarre. So there are all kinds of oddities about the Las Vegas incident, and we'll kind of get into some of the other oddities. But let me give you the other warning, the second warning, number two. So this video is titled two from Freeman, one from the Bucket. This is by a YouTube user, Anaconda Malt Liquor 6. So the first minute of this video is all we're concerned with. If that's ready, whenever that's ready, go ahead with that. And this was published September 16th. Go ahead, please. Yeah, go ahead, please.
And then there's this one from the same phony fake show shooting drill gone live, just for shits and...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Flashbulbs, no line. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She She's hoping in time that her memories will fade, cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance, he's going for speed.
Welcome back. Man, there is so much craziness going on, and you know, where to begin? I mean, seriously, just crazy. All right, so let's talk warnings. By the way, I didn't mention the Crowds on Demand foreshadowing, perhaps, or forecasting. Remember I mentioned that Crowds on Demand advertised on the 22nd of August in Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Craigslist, for whatever. Didn't say crisis actor specifically, but that was interesting, wasn't it? August 22nd, Crowds on Demand advertises. What is Crowds on Demand? Well, we'll talk about that more too. Again, these just, but that's part of the strategy of tension scenario. There's always this plausible deniability. Nefarious forces that manufacture incidents are very artful, obviously, at maintaining plausible deniability. Think, as I have said before, of, for example, the efforts of Kofor Black and Enrique Rick Prado leaving the CIA back in 2004 and telling the DEA, because you can find this email floating around on the internet from Enrique Rick Prado to the DEA saying, hey, we have these assets, these networks of assets that you can employ to do your dirty work, essentially, to do black ops and maintain plausible deniability. They can't be traced back to your agency. So how fantastic is that? And the apparently the DEA and other agencies, federal agencies, expressed, law enforcement agencies, of course, which is ridiculous. Again, tracing the roots back to the National Security Act of 1947, back to the Administrative Procedure Act of 1946, back to the 14th Amendment, back to the Reconstruction Era, 1871 changes, etc., back to what Bruce Ray Riggs and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, Thursday, Friday, Monday of last week. So there was the 822, August 22nd, Crowds on Demand advertisement in the Las Vegas Craigslist. That's weird. I mean, suspicious, to say the least. You know what? Maybe I should just mention Crowds on Demand. I mean, that's just, it's weird. Go to crowdsondemand.com if you're not familiar. Crowds on Demand. Yes, it is what it sounds like. Crowds on Demand. And their front page says, you're home for protests, rallies, audiences, PR stunts, and celebrity events. Are you kidding me? Are you looking to create a buzz anywhere in the United States? At Crowds on Demand, we provide our clients with protests, rallies, flash mobs, paparazzi events, and other inventive PR stunts. These services are available across the country, in every major U.S. city, every major U.S. metro area, and even most smaller cities as well. We provide everything, including the people, the materials, and even the ideas. You can come to us with a specific plan of action, or we can make it happen. Or you can approach us with a general idea, and we can help you plan the strategy to execute it. Again, plausible deniability. And that's not all. I'll leave it to you, the listener, to read the rest, but that's Crowds on Demand. So Crowds on Demand was started, and you can click on who we are to see this. Again, it comes right from their website. Crowds On Demand, who we are. Adam Swart, CEO, founded Crowds On Demand in October 2012 to revolutionize the people business. He takes a hands-on approach with all Crowds On Demand clients, helping them to advocate for important causes, build their businesses, settle disputes, or amplify their message, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, Crowds On Demand just happened to start in October 2012, which some folks, like me, would say is suspiciously coincidental. It coincides with the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012. The federal government, or the what I would call, I think, needs to be properly referred to as the National Military Establishment, the military-industrial complex, its efforts in campaigns like Operation Earnest Voice, the astroturfing of the world, including the American people. So who does this? This is an astroturfing outlet that just happened to start the same time that the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act legitimized and appropriated funding for the federal government's campaign to astroturf the world, including the American people. What a fortuitous coincidence. Gosh, who does Adam know? And then, you know, maybe we'll come back to this story. But there was a story. NBC Los Angeles ran a story. We should play this. I mean, there's just so much in this. It's at least a week's worth of theater, so to speak. But NBC Los Angeles ran a piece. I forget when that was. It's been, I think it was last year, I want to say. Anyway, the title is Concerned Citizens Turn Out to Be Political Theater. And that segment features a gentleman who goes by the name of Prince Jordan Tyson, who is apparently a struggling actor in the Los Angeles area, Camarillo specifically. And this individual was at a city council meeting and eventually confessed that he was paid to be there, paid $100 to be there and make remarks that he didn't agree with, which is, yeah, he said it was all scripted. They told me what to say. Some of those scripted lines, he says, were provided by recent UCLA graduate Adam Swart, CEO of a company called Crowds On Demand, which will stage rallies and demonstrations for any candidate or cause. And Crowds On Demand is an interesting study. There is a there's an article floating around somewhere, I don't recall where, that has some interesting history on this. I'll have to find that later. But maybe it was the Vice article, I want to say. Back in 2013. Yeah, that's what it was. Jamie Lee Curtis Tate, I think, is the user that posted this article over at Vice. It's titled, the title of the article, "It's Now Possible to Hire Fake Protesters." And again, this is back in 2013. Crowds On Demand, as the name suggests, is a company that will organize a crowd for you on demand. Last week, they organized a fake protest in Los Angeles to raise awareness for mental health issues on behalf of a charity. I went along and had a chat. That's a cute way to say that. So if you have an organization like this that's advertising in the Las Vegas Craigslist, for what purpose? Who knows? But we know that crisis actors are usually they seem to be a sine qua non of these kinds of events that seem to be staged, orchestrated on some level. And I'm going to say that it's my understanding that, yes, real people did actually get shot with real bullets in this unfortunate event. So I'm not saying that it's completely fabricated. But, you know, when people ask the question, for example, why would there be drills? And I haven't looked into that yet either. I have lots of questions, more than a dozen questions, and the questions just seem to keep multiplying. But when people ask, why would there be drills the day before or the day of or whatever, and the answer is obvious. It's setting the stage. It's theatrical direction. Think about it. It's the PAs on set and everyone there making sure that places everyone. It's that. Making sure that you have a protocol, a chain of command, making sure that folks are going to the right people, quote unquote, with concerns for whatever, with questions, the right chain of command. They don't deviate from the operation, so to speak. So it's setting the stage. And crisis actors are an instrumental part of that. It's interesting that some folks don't get national media attention, like Brianna, the last warning. I suppose it's four warnings, not three, because crowds on demand is a sort of incidental, circumstantial, conjectural warning, I would argue, but we'll call it 3.5 warnings. How about that? Brianna, the young lady interviewed by News 3 Las Vegas, I think, the local NBC affiliate, was – I haven't seen her on any of the major outlets yet, so that's interesting. Speaking of crowds on demand, just a quick note on this. The Vice article, I encourage you to read it. The hubris of Adam Swart is evident in that article. So Vice, the author of this article, was there and asking these questions. What's this event that's happening now? Adam Swart, CEO of Crowds on Demand, says it's an event we're doing in coordination with a charity. We're trying to raise awareness about mental health issues. They want to raise a lot more awareness about mental health, which is an often overlooked issue when it comes to policy. Okay, are they paying you for this? And Swart's reply is, they get a discount. We give charities discounts. Question, how many people are protesting here? About 20. And again, these are Adam Swart's replies. Are any of these guys real protesters, or are they all provided by you? Swart replies, they're all provided by me. Can I ask you how much they're getting paid for this? They get $15 an hour. If I want to do something like this and have 20 people protesting on my behalf, how much would that cost me? Normally, Swart says it would cost you a couple thousand dollars, but in this case, we're doing it for less than that. And the question, your company also provides fake fans for things, right? Swart says, yes, we surround people with an entourage, security guards, paparazzi, fans, the trappings of celebrity. It's like the whole experience of being famous. You'd be walking down the Vegas Strip or the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and everyone will think you're an A-lister. So questions about how much that costs, etc., what's entailed. But it's interesting that the author asks, he writes, a fake protester making Amanda Bynes reference, when I asked one of the protesters if they knew what they were protesting for, he told me, it's a day to ban guns, I think. Anyway, back to this protest. What do the signs say? He asks Adam Swart. Purge Day USA, quote unquote. It's all about purging the mental health problems, like think optimistically. It's a call for optimistic thinking and to sort of purge your bad thoughts. Right, because that's what the purge theme is about, speaking of cartoonish nonsense, right? And by the way, the purgeday.org website is shut down now, which I'm sure you probably know. It's funny how that happens too, isn't it? But with these signs, just say Purge Day August 21st. What exactly is that? It doesn't make sense to people. So he asks, I wouldn't know what that sign meant if I saw it. I would think it was something to do with the movie The Purge, exactly, which is a soft, subtle, psychological illusion, so to speak, with an A, that also maintains plausible deniability. How convenient. So when people get home, Adam Swart says, maybe they'll tell their friends about it or they'll look it up on their computer. just sort of spread the word about it, you know? Oh, isn't that fun? And there's more, but you understand. You get the point. So that was August 22nd, Crowds on Demand advertised. And this should be astonishing. How is this kind of thing legal? Most people don't even know about this. But I want to play – do we have enough time to play this minute of the second warning? Okay. Well, we'll play it in the next segment, and then we'll go to the phones because we need to do that too. So the second warning – we'll get to in the next segment. First, real warning, 4chan, published on September 11th. The next warning, published 5 days later. An incidental remark that proved prescient. And last but not least, Brianna, her statement at the concert, which is interesting, that you hear echoes of in the mainstream press. But it's kind of anomalous. They're just little anomalies, and it seems to get tamped down real quick. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Appointed duty. keeps trying to tell me all you want to do is use me. But my answer, and all that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me. Till you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh, that was fast. I'm going to save the other two warnings and a couple of other clips and some other information for the second hour. We'll go to the phones first real quick, and we'll start there. I don't want to keep people waiting. So let's go to the phones and grab Betty in North Carolina. Betty, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I feel as a citizen that our president has access to the greatest amount of data, and that as citizens, we are all considered accomplices if we don't contact some way he who should not just be giving words like "I'm sorry." He should be giving data that we're dependent upon. And things like this back in 1776 was Bunker Hill.
Right.
And I see absolutely no reason why the citizens should be held accountable because they don't know how to contact the president and tell him, "We don't want your sentimentalities. We want to have data from somebody who has access to the most data so we can base our actions on accurate basis." And I don't know. I haven't contacted the president yet. What would be the best way to contact the president?
Well, let me – I don't – hopefully this doesn't sound like a wet blanket on those efforts, but I think the wrinkle or the fly in the ointment here is that misprision of treason is defined as the deliberate concealment of one's knowledge of a treasonable act or felony. And so
that's what the president's doing.
As a result of the National Security Act of 1947, we got the CIA, which was converted from the OSS, which gave us the term plausible deniability. And Wikipedia says plausible deniability is the ability of people, typically senior officials in a formal or informal chain of command, to deny knowledge or responsibility for any damnable actions committed by others in an organizational hierarchy because of a lack of evidence that can confirm their participation, even if they were personally involved in or at least willfully ignorant of the actions. And there's more to say on that. And I think what you're saying is,
what is the web address of the president?
Pardon?
What is the web address of the president?
Well, we're headed into the end of the last segment here. We'll talk about that at the top of the second hour. How about that?
Okay, I'll hang up and wait to hear it.
Well, no, don't go away. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Second hour coming up right after this short break, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, "Well, I've been giving you this stuff," and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.